Less than half of Alaska public schools made adequate yearly progress last year under the federal education law. The State Education Department says 236 of Alaska's 507 public schools met all their targets during the 2011 and 12 school year, or about 46%. The state next month will ask the federal government to approve new education standards to replace the so-called No Child Left Behind program. The state has requested a waiver from the federal law, which has vexed educators for a decade. Once the waiver is approved, Alaska will no longer have to meet AYP as defined by federal law. Eric Fry is a spokesman for the Alaska Department of Education and Early Development.
If we're granted the waiver, this upcoming school year would be the last year in which we follow the AYP system. That would go away. And we'd have our own system, which would have to be approved by the federal government and follow some federal guidelines.
Under federal law, a school fails to meet adequate yearly progress if it falls short in just one category. Schools also are not recognized for annual improvements. State education officials are now in the process of adopting new assessments to replace adequate yearly progress. Fry says the accountability program would treat each school individually.
And one of the things that people didn't like about the law is that it seemed a draconian way of dealing with schools that might be doing rather well, but are falling short in just one or two areas. And so in the draft proposal that we've put together, all of that would go away. And instead, we would ask schools to aim toward reducing their non-proficient students by half over a six-year period. So each school would have its own target based on where it's starting at now.
The lowest achieving schools in Alaska number about 60, Fry says. The State Education Department would step in to work with the districts to raise the achievement levels in each poorly performing school.
So at any given time, the state might be actively working with the districts on maybe the 50 or 60 lowest performing schools. Meanwhile, the districts wouldn't be off the hook for helping non-proficient students, but you wouldn't have this draconian system of consequences that are triggered by any little thing, and you wouldn't have the same consequences no matter what the real situation is on the ground. So we think of it as a more realistic system of accountability.
Before the U.S. Education Department will waive No Child Left Behind requirements, the state has to show that its standards in reading, language arts, and mathematics will prepare students for college and a career. The State Board of Education recently adopted the standards. Fry says the board believes they will be approved by the U.S. Education Department.